tell us about Newsline. We did pre-record a 7-minute demo just showing how to ask Lady A to do some things. Let me know when you want me to play that.
Thank you for all joining in that's here. And we want to thank you for joining our convention, focusing on our future. And certainly the National Federation of the Blind has a service, which is the NFB Newsline. And this service is definitely focusing on the future and one of the latest technologies that we have right now that I'm here to demonstrate today is the Amazon Alexa skill. This is a skill that you can use your own voice to sum up some commands to have, I'll call her A Lady, so she won't come on, to instantly come on and get you to different publications, to one of the over 500 publications that we have on the service, whether it be our national publications, such as your Wall Street Journal, New York Times, those types of publications, international publications, or whether it's your local publications, also magazines. It is a great service, and people are gravitating to this, and it's a very popular tool. We're going to give some brief demonstration of the Amazon Alexa and some of the commands that are frequently used. So, Michael, could you bring the little intro in that we have, and we can see where we're going with this?
I will do it. I would just advise if you have a Lady A, to maybe want to mute her, get away from her, because this is going to set her up. Her name is said a few times.
Open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Lee Martin. What would you like to do?
Read the New York Times.
Reading in New York Times dated October 7th, 2020. In the Business Financial Desk section of the New York Times, there are 11 articles in this section. Article 1, Antivirus Tycoon Who Fled U.S.
Alexa, ask National Federation to list newspapers in Indiana.
You can choose from the following options. Option 1 is latest news and time-sensitive information. Option 2 is agencies, programs, and services serving the blind.
Alexa,
option 3 is
ask National Federation to read the Indianapolis Star.
Reading an Indianapolis Star dated October 7th, 2020. In the news section of the Indianapolis Star, there are 9 articles in this section. Article 1.
Alexa, ask National Federation to speak a little slower.
Multiple shots fired can be heard in the background. Julio Cesar Verula, 26, is suspected of killing his girlfriend.
Alexa,
28.
Ask National Federation to read a lot faster.
James Semester said police received a 911 call shortly after 8 a.m. on July 27th from Cox's mother, who reported that her daughter's boyfriend was suicidal and armed with a gun out.
Ask National Federation to change voice to Kate.
He's shooting himself. Hurry, please. He's got a gun, Cox's mother said at the start of the call.
Ask National Federation to read voice Paul.
Don't shoot my mom.
Alexa, ask National Federation to skip to next section.
Article 2, how Hoosiers can fix problems. Track vote by mail ballot. How Hoosiers can fix problems.
Alexa,
track vote by mail.
Skip.
Article 3. Illinois company acquiring Monarch Beverage. The Illinois company acquiring Monarch Beverage Company.
Alexa, ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the obituary section of the Indianapolis Star, there is one article in this section.
Alexa,
Article 1.
Ask National Federation to go to next section.
Reading an Indianapolis Star dated October 6, 2020.
Alexa,
in the news section.
Ask National Federation to read the Wall Street Journal.
Reading in Wall Street Journal dated October 7th, 2020. In the art section of the Wall Street Journal, there is one article in the section.
Ask National Federation to read the Washington Post.
Reading in Washington Post dated October 7th, 2020. In the editorial section of the Washington Post, there are 14 articles in this section. Article 1, a distracted U.S. only in it.
Ask National Federation to add this to my favorites.
Washington Post has been added to your Alexa favorites.
Leaders around the world see that the United States is enfeebled, at least temporarily, and they are aggressively pursuing their interests.
Alexa, ask National Federation to email me this article.
You should receive your email for this article shortly after at sbcglobal.net.
China draws red lines to assert dominance over Taiwan, and U.S. military experts privately concede that Chinese power in the area.
Skip.
Article 2, accountability for M. Taylor, editorial board. The process was broken from the beginning on March 12th
Alexa,
when a judge
skip
Article 3. COVID-19 isn't the FL. Trump's comparison is reckless.
Alexa,
Megan,
ask National Federation to go to next section.
In the food section of the Washington Post, there are 18 articles in this section. Article 1, a stuffed portobello mushroom only food writer Nigel Slater could design.
Alexa, ask National Federation to read Stars and Stripes.
Reading in Stars and Stripes dated October 7th, 2020. In the Africa section of the Stars and Stripes, there is one article in this section. Article 1, UN says attack in Burkina Faso kills 25 people. Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, the United Nations Refugee Agency says
Alexa,
25 men were...
Ask National Federation to skip to next section.
In the America section of the Stars and Stripes, there is one article in this section. Article 1, Category 4 Hurricane Delta roars toward Mexico's Cancun area. Cancun, Mexico's
Alexa,
Hurricane Delta.
Stop. So... there you see that there's a variety of ways to give commands, voice commands, to the Alexa skill. So initially, when you sign into the program, you would just ask Alexa to open National Federation. Initially, she will ask you for your ID and security code. And once... excuse me, she's trying to talk to me while I'm trying to. Okay. And once you enter your ID and security code, she will welcome you into this the Alexa skill, and you will start giving the commands. There's a multiple of commands. There's even more than what you just heard. What we will do, we will send you the instructions as well as the commands. And as we're doing here with the basic Alexa getting started skills, we recommend that you do learn a little bit at a time. Don't try to learn all the commands at one time, because they will get conflicting. So I would say just do what we're showing you here. Learn the basic commands and then graduate up to the additional commands that we have on the Amazon Alexa skill. I enjoy reading it. A lot of our subscribers that we have, they enjoy reading it. Now, there are some times that the skill might just not work properly, but it's not as much as we even thought it would be. So I enjoy reading it on a basically daily basis. And as you can see how fluent it is when you are giving it the proper commands, that you can jump from publication to publication, from section to section, from article to article instantaneously. So once again, I would recommend the Amazon Alexa skill with the National Federation of the Blind. So are there any questions that we may entertain at this time?
And again, to if you're on the telephone, press *9 to raise your hand. That's the only way. And on the iPhone, tap on the word button and double tap the raise hand. Or on the computer, press Alt-Y. I think we got one.
I am working on unmuting. Let's see. Come on. Okay.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Misty.
Yes.
Okay. Real quick question. It's not directly related to the A-Lady, but it is to Newsline, if I may. So is there a way to suggest adding another publication? I know that South Central Indiana is not very well represented as far as publications and just organization generally. And I was thinking about trying to get a local paper added to it. So is there a way to make a suggestion for adding local publications?
Yes, you can send that suggestion to NFB hyphen, excuse me, let's go with NFB Newsline. -in.org. You can send that suggestion, or you can send that directly to me at lches at sbcglobal.net. And
so
I think you have my Misty.
Right. And what was the official newsline address then?
NFB Newsline -in.org.
Wait, NFB, that's not a full email. Where's the at symbol? You said
Well, that's the website.
That's the website.
Oh, okay.
There's a form there you can fill out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. 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 Excellent.
Yeah, you can fill out the form. But yeah, if you directly send it to me or just call our office number and you can, we'll get that directly and we can send it out.
So you guys do have a phone number now.
What publication are you looking for?
Actually, the, what is it called? The Green County Daily World. It's a pretty small paper. It's for like, well, Green County, Linton, Bloomfield, South Central Indiana.
Okay, so, South Central Indiana.
It's called the Green County Daily World.
Daily World. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, that you have hundreds of people ahead of you, and our national office is always trying to entertain these requests. Now, I'll give you an idea.
Sorry, that
that's okay. You can't help that. The publications, you know, initially it costs $10,000 to start a publication, and it's $5,000 each subsequent year to maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
So we have to be very selective with some of our major publications throughout this state. You know, down in the southern half, we have Evansville, Jeffersonville.
Yeah, I think you have the Herald Times in Bloomington as well, which is good.
Bloomington and Columbus and all of that. Yeah, so I will forward this information on, though, because we might be able to we might be able to get them on if the publication works with us.
Sure. Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your question.
Do we have any other hands?
Nope. Not at the moment.
Okay. Well, the National Federation of the Blind has come out with the, has just got out of the beta testing program, and that's the new app that we have with the KNFB Reader. It's a 3.0. It's a little bit advanced. You can get places quicker. You can find your publications a lot faster. And, it's, 3.0 is just really rolled off the, into the market. So you can go to your app store and upgrade, your existing, app, with the 3.0. And all you have to basically do is, put in your ID and security code. If you don't have those, you can, give us a call and we can get that to you. You can call us at 855-963-6476. That's 855-963-6476. And leave the message there and we will get that information. It'll come straight to us and we will get you your ID and security code. Once you enter your ID and security code onto that form, you swipe down and it'll ask you to select, you enter there. And then right below that is the information of your settings for your KNFB reader. Those settings are already set, to basically where you would use them. Everything is by default, basically, and you can change those defaults. So, if you want it to read faster or slower or to whatever your comfortability is. So, that's the latest features that we have. We're all constantly adding, as we talked about, different publications. And, during the time of COVID, a lot of people want to learn about the, you know, statistics. They want to look at statistics themselves, and NFB Newsline, provides that through the John Hopkins. So, that's easy to access. And, a lot of people gravitate there because it gives you all the information, throughout the world, throughout the United States, city by city, state by state. So that information is there for you and is updated on a daily basis. Also, what is new with the NFB Newsline? We've added some more children publications. So on the magazines. So there's a lot of good publications there. Imagine there's five now that are really good for the children. If there's other publications such as magazines that you would like to have added on, I would say you can just once again send us an email, or go to our site, send me an email, or just give us a call, and we can get that information over to you. Are there any other questions out there right now, Michael?
At the moment, nobody's got their hand up.
Okay. So, with the National Federation of the Blind Newsline Service here in Indiana, we are constantly looking for subscribers' comments, and we are also trying to work with our state sponsor, which is the Indiana State Library, Talking Book and Braille Library Service. So we're trying to get them to share some of their listings, so that individuals can have a choice as to the services that are provided for them. We work with a lot of the Indiana State Independent Living Centers. We work really well with Danny Wayne Beamer, with the Will Center in Terre Haute, as well as Bosma Enterprises. And we're currently really trying to pull in a lot of the other independent living centers throughout the state, trying to spread the word and get the information out about this great service. A lot of subscribers that use the service. We have subscribers that use it every day, all day long. Sometimes it overwhelms me to know that someone is on there using this service. Every 3 minutes, there's someone on this service using it throughout the day. So it is a service that's used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Once again, NFB Newsline is a free service. I will talk a little bit about one of the programs that we have with the National Federation of the Blind in Indiana, and that's the NFB Newsline Indiana Show. It's a show that's been in operation going on 4 years now. Time really passes by. And we've had multiple guests. We broadcast through WHMB 40, located in Noblesville, Indiana. And the staff up there does a great job. We broadcast to 2/3 of the state of Indiana. So we do have a high following. We get comments oftentimes from individuals that follow the service. We just finished hearing about a BEP program, and one of our interviews was with some of the individuals that work with the BEP program and some of the challenges that the Randolph-Shepard Act was receiving.
We do have a question in the chat. Someone would like to know if there is an automated search for COVID-19 statistics like there is for the election.
Yes, there is. You can do your automatic search the same way that you would do for the COVID. And you would just put in the keyword, the COVID, or just start typing it in, and it'll pop up for you. So you can find information like that about COVID. You can find information through the search. And with the updated version, which I haven't, it's so new, I haven't used the updated version search, but I hear it is enhanced and a lot better than it was. One of the features that really was enhanced, because we were having difficulties with that search feature, but this 3.0 is supposed to have enhanced that tremendously.
Thank you, Lee. We're going to have to move on. I got two other events here, but so check it out, nfbnewsline-in.org, or if you want to give your phone number one more time.
Okay, and my phone number is, the office number is 855-963-6476. That's 855-963-6476.